And you are listening to KCRW. I'm Larry Perel, and welcome back to This Week in Weed. After a very stressful year this holiday season, you may be thinking about giving some green gifts to the favorite adults in your life so they can get in the holidays spirit. While recreational marijuana is legal and relaxing for some, finding options for your best bud can be a bit taxing. Well, David Downs is the California Bureau Chief for Leafly. He's got some recommendations for the best stocking stuffers for the cannabis users in your life. He joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Larry.
So for people who are looking to score the best and safest cannabis gifts, what guidance do you have for them? What's hot?
Well, you know, let's start at the top. I mean, cannabis is super normal now. There's hundreds of thousands of consumers in California. The state's going to do $3.6 billion in legal sales this year. There's about 600 stores and delivery services open, and we're finishing our third year of adult use sales. So this industry is maturing super fast. In terms of what's popular, the number one thing remains cannabis flower. That's the unrolled flower buds that you roll or smoke yourself. The number one strain of the year is Runtz. So look out for that at the Cookies LA stores, but that's going to be pricey. Second into flower is we see the popularity of vape cartridges like Raw Gardens, single-use carts. These are great because they don't smell, they travel really well, and people like the ease and convenience of just sipping a little pen and getting a slight lift as opposed to playing around with a joint or a bowl and not knowing how high you're going to get. Third in the line, we have edibles. Specifically, Kiva's new gummies are doing really well. These are the Lost Farm line of gummies where they use cannabis extract. And then there's a bunch of non-THC products like stocking stuffers that are going to be great for the cannabis consumer or, frankly, yourself. Come on, we all do a little shopping for ourselves, too.
This year has been, as I mentioned, incredibly stressful for many, many people. It may be the first time that some people are trying out legal marijuana. What recommendations do you have for them?
The mantra is start low and go slow. There's this assumption that we should try edibles because they're not smoked and you're not putting anything into your lungs. But it's really easy to overdo it on edibles because they take 90 minutes to take effect. So the standard starter dose of cannabis is just 2 to 5 milligrams of cannabis, a very tiny amount. And the California standard legal dose is 10 milligrams. So if you get a 10 milligram Kiva gummy, you want to start with half of that and set a timer for 90 minutes, and then maybe set another timer for 90 minutes after that. The first one reminds you that it's okay to eat more. The second one reminds you that you are, in fact, on edibles, and that's why you're staring at the wall in your kitchen.
Yeah, David, what if someone wants to give back while giving gifts? I mean, what is a good option for the altruist in our lives?
It's a great year to do that through cannabis brands. Most of them are donating a portion of sales to groups like the Last Prisoner Project, which is helping getting people out of prison, which is, you know, for cannabis, which is now legal. There's this delivery site called Ease. They have an entire menu that's just curated for equity cannabis brands so that you can just shop among some of these marginalized groups who are trying to make inroads in the legal cannabis industry. And Ease reports that that black and equity menu has already done $2 million in sales this year.
Wow. Here in Southern California, we are supposed to stay at home as much as possible and only gather with people in our households. Any guidance for gifting lonely stoners this year?
It's the best year ever for that. You can order online and a lot of platforms. I got to mention Ease, but there's also delivery in California. We have best-in-class delivery. It's either next day statewide or same day or same sort of morning, depending on how close you are to the delivery service. There's also curbside pickup where you order ahead and then honk your horn when you're out front and they'll bring it out to you. There's usually express lines now. We've seen drive-throughs pop up in 2020 because cannabis has been deemed essential by regulators. And then, you know, if you are going to go into the store, give yourself a little bit of time, bring your mask, bring cash, and be prepared to wait in line.
David Downs is the California Bureau Chief for Leafly. David, thanks again for coming on. Happy holidays to you and your family, and it's good to have you back.
Thanks, Larry. Happy holidays to you guys. See you in 2020.